key performance indicators, KPI trees, and integrated measurement models. Here we define key performance indicators, KPIs, and KPI trees. One way to organize your KPIs and KPI trees and ensure a consistent strategy is to use an integrated measurement model. KPIs and KPI trees. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a key performance indicator, KPI, as 1. A financial or non-financial measure that is used to define and assess progress towards specific organizational goals and that typically is tied to an organization's strategy and business stakeholders. A KPI should not be contradictory to other departmental or strategic business unit performance measures. 2. A metric used to measure the overall performance or state of affairs. Score level 1 metrics are considered KPIs. A good KPI will measure just what is important to the organization and its strategy. Adding too many metrics is a distraction. KPIs specify the level to which goals, expectations, and agreements established between the buyer, like logistics, and the supplier are being met. Ongoing metrics posted internally or on an intranet enable both parties to quickly and easily see how things are going at any point in time and to compare results to those of previous time periods. KPIs tend to fall into 3 types: leading indicators, lagging indicators, and diagnostic metrics. A leading indicator focuses on activities that will create future performance. For example, completion of routine maintenance on equipment in quarter 1 is related to equipment performance in quarter 2. Presumably, if preventive maintenance is performed, there will be less downtime due to equipment failure. A lagging indicator gauges levels of past performance like transportation costs, quality errors, or on-time or late deliveries. For example, the picking accuracy of 95% in quarter 1 simply describes picking performance in that quarter. It does not indicate that performance will be better or worse in quarter 2. Diagnostic metrics reflect the overall health and financial position of the organization. The metrics used in a performance management system should include a balance of these different types. Integrated measurement models use a KPI tree. A KPI tree is a series of KPIs that are linked and become more specific at lower levels, but can be aggregated to provide summary information at higher levels. These logical frameworks allow drilling down to root causes. Using a KPI tree is essential because it helps show how each metric contributes to shareholder value. KPI trees are one aspect included in the larger concept of an integrated measurement model. Integrated measurement model. An integrated measurement model is a comprehensive framework that combines various measurement methods and data sources to provide a holistic view of a complex system so the organization can make data-driven decisions. Integrated measurement models incorporate KPI trees. However, integrated measurement models go beyond traditional performance measurement methods in that these models integrate different perspectives and capture interrelationships between various factors. An integrated measurement model can help ensure that strategic goals are carried down into the strategies and tactics of the organization. Exhibit 9-9 shows an example of an integrated measurement model. Note how it starts with the goals of organizational strategy. Strategy directs all of the remaining priorities for each part of the organization. These priorities are used to determine what is important to measure and what targets are important to achieve if the overall strategy is to succeed. Exhibit 9-9, example of an integrated measurement model. The model illustrates the way in which the organization's performance at all levels, from strategic to operational, the work environment, is aligned through performance objectives. Each part of the organization needs to link back to the organization's strategy, or that strategy will fail to be realized. Here are some possible uses of an integrated measurement model. Overall performance. KPIs can be aggregated to top-level metrics to indicate the overall health and performance of the organization. Customer satisfaction. Various indicators of customer satisfaction and loyalty can be compiled and interpreted. Employee engagement. Various indicators of employee satisfaction and engagement can be compiled and interpreted. Sustainability. The social and environmental impact of the organization can be measured and used for reporting. Let's walk through how the performance objectives cascade down the levels. Organizational performance objectives might be, for example, a revenue target in the aggregate and for individual products/service families, a percentage share of the market, or successful entry into a new line of business or a geographical region. The overall strategy is specialized at the divisional or business unit level. Objectives at this level need to balance various priorities, so four perspectives akin to those of Kaplan and Norton's balanced scorecard are shown here. These strategic and divisional objectives drive the creation of functional objectives. By aligning their performance objectives with the overall objectives, the organization's functions can perform as a team rather than working at cross purposes. The functional area and operation strategies are set by prioritizing high-level performance objectives, for example, using SCORE-DS performance attributes. The generic ways to categorize priorities are speed. Speed includes time to market, for example, fast research and development, short lead times, high throughput, and/or fast delivery. Dependability. Dependability includes promise fulfillment, promised delivery time, promised volume, on-time delivery, neither early nor late, and/or products that can take a certain level of wear and tear. Flexibility. Flexibility is the ability to ramp up or down in volume quickly or change what is being produced without significant financial penalty. Flexibility has two dimensions, volume/mix and agility. Quality. Quality is fitness for use. Quality can be described by specifications, attributes of the product or service, or by the compliance of the product or service with specifications. Cost. Cost is the ability to provide goods at the lowest price versus the competition. Operations will settle on a mix of priorities that promote the overall strategy, and these will in turn guide selection of detailed goals and performance measures at lower and lower levels. One way to ensure that metrics link back to higher-level goals is to select just a few critical metrics that can be proven to directly link back to strategy. These will become the organization's KPIs. At the individual level, each person will need their own set of metrics to which they will be held accountable and that align with the higher levels of the model. These should be SMART, specific in terms of desired outcomes, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound. Specific and measurable goals are objective. Vague or unmeasurable goals fail to define success. Attainable goals avoid demoralizing people. Goals must be relevant. Irrelevant goals distract users from strategic priorities. Thus, the need for a limited set of KPIs. Time-bound goals are not open-ended but need to be achieved during the time horizon, such as during the 3-year strategic plan.